Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, day 264, All Things Through Him. I can do all things through Him who strengthens me, Philippians 4:13. Let that land for a moment. Don't rush past it, because this verse has been repeated so many times, printed on so many mugs and motivational posters, that we risk hearing it without truly listening. So let's open it up slowly today, because inside it, there is something that can change your entire day. Paul was not in a moment of triumph when he wrote this. He was in prison, in a cell, not knowing if he would come out alive. And it was from there, not from a palace, not from a platform of success. It was from inside a jail cell that he wrote, I can do all things. That changes everything, my friend. The promise is not that life is going to get easy. The promise is that Christ will be present inside the difficulty with you. And notice what Paul said just before this verse. He had learned to be content both in abundance and in need. Learned, he was not born knowing how. None of us are. Depending on Christ is a practice, a daily practice, built day after day, especially on the days when we feel weakest. Every hard day is not evidence that God has left you. It is a lesson. It is the school of grace in session. And the heart of everything is in that small word, through. I can do all things through him who strengthens me. Paul did not say, because I am strong. He said, because he strengthens me. The power does not rise up from inside yourself. It flows down from above into you. It is the risen life of Christ pouring into the believer. The same energy that raised Jesus from the dead is available to you right now. Not tomorrow, right now. So when Paul says, I can do all things, he is not boasting of personal achievement. He is confessing dependence. He is saying, I discovered that when I come to him empty, he fills me. I discovered that when I arrive weak, he moves. And that word, all things, is not a promise that nothing will hurt or fail. It is a promise that nothing God calls you to will go without the strength needed to carry it. He does not send without equipping. He has never sent and walked away. Never. So what does this mean for you today, right now, this morning? With everything waiting for you, it means that task that feels too heavy, that conversation you have been putting off, that thing you look at and think, I do not have the strength for this. It means you do not need to have the strength before you begin. You only need to come to him first. Today, before breakfast, stop. Name one thing, one task, one conversation, one weight you have been carrying. And say it out loud, not in your head. Out loud, Jesus, I cannot do this alone. Strengthen me. Then go. Go and do the next thing. Just the next thing. He takes care of the rest. Stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.